Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates, kids write stories. We act them out and kids write more.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. I'm Lee Overtree.
And I'm Mindy Thomas from SiriusXM's Kids Place Live.
Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome sketches and songs, and sometimes we play those on the radio. We're going back into the archives to play you some of our favorite stories. Mindy, what's today's story?
Well, today we're going to go back to October of 2011, when the Story Pirates did a Halloween special for us. And today, we've got a story that was written by a then-second grader who went to the Atlantic Christian School in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. Her name is Alyssa Mazik, and her story is called The Ghost's New Friend.
But before we hear the Story Pirates' adaptation of Alyssa's story, let's hear Alyssa's original story. Story Pirate Peter McNerney, take it away.
Thanks very much, Lee Overtree. Here is Alyssa Mazik's story, The Ghost's New Friend. Once there was a ghost named Boo. Every day, Boo woke up and looked for a friend. He just couldn't find the right one. One day, Boo woke up and his mom was cooking breakfast. He asked her if she'd know where he could find the right friend for him and liked to play the same games as him. One morning, Boo was looking for the right friend, and when he got home, he saw the perfect friend. She was the right one for him. Her name was Emily. Emily and Boo were happy together, and they lived happily ever after. The end! And now, here's the Story Pirates adaptation of Alyssa Mazik's The Ghost's New Friend.
Once there was a ghost named Boo.
Hi, I'm a ghost. I'm Boo.
Eek! You scared me!
Sorry, it happens a lot.
Yes, I'm sure it does. Anyway, this is the story of how Boo found his perfect friend.
Ooh, I love this story.
Me, Boo. I mean, me too. You, Boo, me, narrator. As I was saying, once there was a ghost named Boo. Every day, Boo would wake up and look for a friend.
Time to wake up, honey.
Oh, morning, Mom.
Morning, Boo. What are you going to do today?
Same thing I do every day. Look for a friend.
Still.
I just can't find the right one.
Oh, well, good luck with the friend interviews.
Thanks, Mom.
So Boo went to go look for the perfect friend.
Beep. Mr. Boo.
Yes, Martha.
Your 10 o'clock is here.
Thank you, Martha. Send them in.
Hi, I'm Lee.
Hi, Lee. I'm Boo.
Eek! You scared me.
Sorry, it happens a lot.
I'm sure it does.
So, tell me, Lee, what kind of games do you like?
I like tag. And
Tag? I don't think this is going to work. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you. When do you think you'll be making your decision?
I've made it.
Mr. Boo, your 10:30 is here.
Saved by the beep. Send them in, Martha. Thank you, Lee, but I just don't think you're the perfect friend for me. Good luck.
Well, thank you. Was it the tag thing?
I'm afraid so. That is not my favorite game.
Okay.
Hi, welcome. Have a seat.
Hello, I am Dracula.
I'm Boo.
Eek! You scared me.
Sorry, happens at... You know what? I'm heading out for the day. Martha, it's Boo.
Eek! You scared me.
Sorry, okay, hold all my calls.
Very good, Mr. Boo.
But I have crossed oceans of time to get here.
See you later.
I guess it's an employer's market.
And things went on like this until one day while Boo's mother was cooking breakfast.
Hey, Mom?
Yes, Boo?
Do you know where I can find the right friend for me that likes to play the same games as me?
Oh, nobody can tell you that, dear. I know it seems hard to find the perfect friend, but once you meet them, you'll know. Just remember, no matter what, you'll always be my Boo.
Thanks, Mom. I'm headed out.
Good luck.
And so Boo headed back to the office for another long day of friend interviews.
Beep! Mr. Boo, your 10 o'clock is here.
Send them in.
Hi, I'm Rose!
I'm Boo.
Eek!
Happens all the time.
Boo went home that day like he always did, still searching for the perfect friend.
I'll never find my perfect friend.
When suddenly...
Ollie, Ollie, oxen free!
Ow! Hey, watch where you're going!
Are you okay? I was playing and you came out of nowhere. Are you a ghost?
Yes, I'm Boo.
Hi, Boo. I'm Emily.
Wait, I said I'm Boo.
And I said I'm Emily. Hi.
You're not scared of me?
No. Should I be?
No, just, what were you playing?
G&G, you know.
Ghosts in the graveyard? You abbreviate it too?
Of course, but only because I play it so much.
Me too.
It's my favorite game.
Wow.
It's kind of hard to play all by yourself. Do you want to play with me?
I'd love to. Wow, you're the right friend for me. You like ghosts in graveyards too.
Oh. I'm the perfect friend for you.
Oh.
You never scream when I say boo.
Oh.
The nicest ghost I ever knew.
My Boo!
And that's the story of Emily and...
Boo!
Eek!
I'm out of here!
Good one, Boo!
The end.
Oh.
And now Lee Overtree speaks with the author herself, Alyssa Mazik.
Hey, Alyssa, how's it going?
Good.
Thanks for talking to me today about your story.
You're welcome.
Can you start by telling me where you are right now?
I am in... my house upstairs.
Cool. And are you in New Jersey?
Yes.
What do you think about New Jersey?
I like it. I like the colors of the trees when it's fall.
Is fall your favorite season?
It's one of my favorite seasons. Because of the holidays in fall, I like those, like Halloween and Thanksgiving the best.
Where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth.
Do you like getting homeschooled?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
After I'm done school, I have to go to gymnastics, and when I used to go to school, I was always rushing to get home to go to my activities.
Got it. So you're a gymnast, huh?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about a little bit about that?
Yeah. I started doing gymnastics when I was about somewhere around 2, and now I'm a competitive gymnast, and... in gymnastics, there are 4 events: vault, beam, bars, and floor.
And do you do all 4 events?
Yes.
And you train all year long?
Yes.
Is it hard?
Yeah.
But do you like it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite event?
Floor.
And can you do flips?
Yeah.
How many flips can you do in a row?
Only 1.
Do you know how many I can do in a row?
No.
0. I can't do anything. Well, let's talk about your story, Ghost's New Friend. How did you come up with the idea for that story?
Well, it was around Halloween when I wrote it, so I was trying to think of a Halloween character, so I came up with a ghost named Boo, and I like to meet new friends, so I thought that would be neat to have the Boo meet a new friend.
And in your story, Boo meets a new friend named Emily, right?
Yes.
And they play a game.
Uh-huh.
What game do they play?
Ghosts in the Graveyard.
Can you explain how to play Ghosts in the Graveyard?
Well, it's like hide and seek, but you do it in the dark. Me and my brother like to play it sometimes when it's like rainy outside.
Cool. And what was it like when you heard Story Pirates perform your story on the radio?
My family got together except for my dad because he was at work. and we all came in the car and listened to it, and I was really excited.
Oh, man, that's so cool. Well, I thought it was an amazing story.
Thanks.
Do you have any advice for kids that are out there who want to write their own stories?
Yeah, like to choose something that you like, that you would like to write about, and like just have fun writing it.
Do you have any advice for me if I want to be able to do flips?
Like to try to go fast.
Sometimes when I jump off a diving board, I can do a flip if I go really fast.
Yeah, I've never tried doing a flip off a diving board.
I bet it'd be really easy for you.
The only time I've gone off a diving board is when I went over to my friend's house.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
A ninja.
Can you tell me about your costume a little bit?
My mom got us some glow-in-the-dark swords.
Oh, man. Are you and your brother both going as ninjas?
Yeah.
A pack of ninjas is always way cooler than just one ninja.
Yeah.
Alyssa, thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome.
And thanks for talking on the phone today.
You're welcome.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. A special thanks to Alyssa's parents, Kim and Mark, and to Sirius XM Radio. Some upcoming tour dates. On November 2nd, we're going to be in Whittier, California. November 9th, in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. November 13th, Santa Rosa, California. And November 24th, in La Mirada, California. Info and tickets for all those shows at storypirates.org. Remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Happy Halloween, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.